Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So the world's first plus-size Hooters just opened. Almost spit this coffee. I've shown him a picture. Go look it up, people. The first plus size Hooters just opened. You going?
I'm married.
Yeah. So what? You can go to
that.
They got wings. I don't. That's just.
Yeah, man. But I'm trying not to eat as many wings lately.
That because you're married.
And married. Don't like the breading on it.
The plus size girls are definitely.
I bet they're friendly.
Yeah, I would imagine, but they're plus size.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with it. Here's your whole gimmick is that.
Well, yeah.
Where is the plus size Hooters?
The world's first plus size Hooters.
I'm gonna take three guesses. Hold on. First of all, it's in the Southeast.
It should be Florida.
I'm gonna say,
right?
Atlanta. I'm going to say not Jacksonville. Atlanta. It's not going to be Ohio. It's not going to be the Midwest. It's definitely
it's
a Southeastern.
Very South.
It's a Southeast conference, right? Okay, I'm going to go Mississippi, Georgia, or Florida. Mississippi?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
So if you go to Southern Mississippi.
You know where that wasn't going to be? California.
Yeah. No.
Oregon. Wasn't that. It was not going to be the Pacific Northwest. Nebraska.
The world's first plus-size Hooters just opened. I'm on my way to win Customer of the Year. New York TikTok influencer Jaron Furches joked in the caption. Why can't... Hey.
What's that supposed to mean?
Big girls, they got to eat too.
Isn't about... Wait, what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
You gotta support the big girls too, right?
Oh, you just want
Hooters with girls with, you know.
No. Big girls gotta eat as though you're making a living, working.
Yeah.
I thought you meant big girls gotta eat. I thought you were making a different
joke. A living.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If you're there, nobody ever went for the girls. You went for the wings and maybe a delicious hamburger or something like that. Hmm. Nobody ever went for the girls there. When's the last time you were at a Hooters? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I think we went once for one of our fantasy drafts. We were there 1 year.
Oh, really?
I think they had it for 1 year, the league that we're in.
Yeah.
We've been to, you know, we've been at
now it's in
Raging Cajun when it
Sean's
was there.
Apartment.
Yeah. It's nice, though.
Yeah.
We were at Maggiano's. We were at Raging Cajun. We were at BB's. 1 year we did a Hooters. We're at El Real.
El Real.
Yeah. We've been at some different spots. SRO. Sports bar when it was first opened. Yeah. That's our first 2 or 3 years we were there. But I haven't been for a while. I just feel like it's like I don't know. It's like cable. It's a lot of cord cutting going on. You just don't feel like who's got people are getting away from basic cable. They felt kind of like basic cable. They didn't even reset uniforms. Like, y'all need to rebrand worse than the Texans.
Well, they tried to, and then they got in trouble recently.
Did they? How did they try to rebrand?
New shorts that became like almost like a thong. As the women were walking, they would ride up even higher.
Leaned into it further.
Oh yeah, and some of the waitresses put up on TikTok like, "This is what you guys expect me to wear," and people raged against Hooters, and they're like, "Never mind, you don't have to wear that anymore. You can just go back to the short shorts."
Yeah, no. It was fine. You branded.
It's fine, but I just think
there was
who needs branding? Who needs a rebrand worse? Maybe a different logo, maybe a different color uniform, whatever, Texans or Hooters?
Oh, Texans.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Because they don't have Clay Walker.
No.
They don't have Clay Walker at Hooters.
No, I would imagine you remember here, we Clay do. Walker. Yeah.
We
yeah.
do.
Yeah, we
20 years of Clay Walker is just a lot. That's a lot to deal with.
The red, white, and blue. Just can't. Teams change their colors. Now,
Astros went to back to orange and blue. It's never been a cooler color. The orange and the blue are just, even the colors of orange and blue are really good.
I wish, like, Pittsburgh is black and yellow. I wish we'd so be, all of our teams would go blue and orange.
Isn't it amazing? The Pirates, I guess, was it intentional? The Pirates?
The Steelers.
The Steelers and the Penguins?
Yeah. Yeah.
It had to be, right?
Yeah. It absolutely.
And the fish
was.
That say Pittsburgh, the Pisces?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I can't remember if they were, but
no one knows.
The Texans need a rebrand. I had people ask me this. So I've had this. This is a question that you've had too. What would it take for the Texans? Like, what do you think the Texans need to do? Well, first and foremost, the best chance you have is if they sell the team. And I just say that because then new ownership will have a new vision and might get a sharp owner who has a good feel for it, like Jim Crane was when he came into the Astros. That's your best chance. With Cal there, you just have to, you know, hope Nick Caserio is just a savant and just does an amazing job. I believe the Texans need new ownership. I'm fine with Caserio. Let's see what he does. I think Jack needs to be out of there. You don't need a guy like that on the sideline trying to jock ride with players. He wants so bad to be a football guy. This guy is a chaplain. He's a character coach. He's a public speaker. He's not a guy on the sideline guy. He's not somebody who should be negotiating contracts like he did. He already ruined the bones of the, you know, he had a party. He and Bill O'Brien had a huge party inside the house after they got rid of Brian Kane, and they tore it all up. They ruined it. Mm-hmm. They ruined the house, and now you're having to pay for all the damage that they did, and now you're letting him stick around like he's, you know, he's your kid. No, he was a renter. You can kick him out. He's just a renter. He's not a McNair. He's a renter. You can get rid of him.
No, he can't.
Keep his deposit and get rid of him.
No, he can't.
Stop acting like he gets to stay at the house to keep on, you know, he's going to sneak out of the house, take your car, and at some point he's going to wreck your car. That's happening. I snuck out of the house and took my parents' car. I was the Jack Easterby of my family. I know.
I did that. I did that too. I had an accident.
Yeah, I didn't have an accident.
I did.
I don't know how. I mean, I took chances when I was in high school that I would never think of taking today.
All right.
I'm going to sneak into this girl's house. Yeah. Oh, that's smart. In the state of Texas?
No. With Dad,
he's shot done. Right in the face.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because we said we're going to talk a little NFL. Rank the AFC teams right now.
Rank the AFC teams? Hold on. Let me pull up my standings to... I'm going to try not to put the Titans first. I'm going to try not to.
They had 194 yards.
That's true, but that's part of it's because
their defense
they had such easy touchdowns that the Rams got the ball back quickly. But still, without Derrick Henry, I can't put Tennessee one. I'm sorry. I'm going to go, and Baltimore's gotten so lucky throughout the – this is the luckiest 6-2 team I've ever seen.
And Minnesota had them. And they came back and they won again.
Yeah.
Now Lamar did prove he can bring you back now.
He did.
That's one of the things
But he
about
played
that.
So bad that the Ram – he was really bad. That's the there's a reason the Vikings also took a lead. I'm going to still say Bills at 5-3.
Oh.
I mean, the net point differential for the Ravens is 26. The Bills are 117. I mean, they're 26.
Look at the rest of the league. Well, the Patriots are even higher than them. They're 26.
Honestly,
Cleveland is 5-4, a game and a half behind them, and they have a higher. The Bengals are 5-4 and have a higher point differential.
This is how I would put it. I think it's the Buffalo Bills 1, Tennessee Titans 2, and this is just from watching a lot of these games. I don't love the Ravens' defense. They're inconsistent running the football right now. They've got a bunch of injuries. I don't feel like the Chargers should be there. The Colts could end up making some noise down the road. They're plus 32. And they've had like two or three bad losses that could have been wins. But you know, I mean, I'm starting to tell you, the Patriots are turning into a little bit of a factor.
Yeah, they are.
Mac Jones is playing pretty good football. He's willing to injure players if he needs to. Like he yanked Brian Burns, the defensive end's leg after he had a strip sack. He grabbed his leg. He was trying to prevent him from recovering it, and he ended up hurting Brian Burns. But that's the kind of G'd up quarterback that you want, mm-hmm. frankly, is like a Mac Jones. I think of a straight G, I think Mac Jones, honestly. So I would say but mine would be Buffalo Bills, Tennessee Titans, because Titans are looking like their defense is way better than I expect, or at least more opportunistic. I guess the Ravens, but I think the Browns, now that they have Nick Chubb back, and now that they got rid of OBJ.
Yeah, they're better without him.
And now that they got rid of OBJ, to me, Cleveland, it wouldn't shock me to see Cleveland Browns in the AFC Championship game.
It wouldn't me either. It wouldn't surprise me either, though, to see the Ravens. The Ravens just find a way to win, period. It doesn't matter how good the team is or how bad the team is, whoever they're playing.
AFC's hard, man. It's hard to pick the AFC because right when you think the Buffalo Bills are locked in, they're 5-3 now.
Well, it's also hard to pick the – is it the Cardinals, the Rams, the Bucks, the Packers?
Well, at least those are – well, at least – I mean, what's the Cardinals done wrong? The Cardinals really haven't done anything wrong. No. They lost a game, but they've been hanging – but they're good teams. Yeah, Green Bay, okay, so they lost without Aaron Rodgers. They're getting Aaron Rodgers back.
Yeah.
They're getting Aaron Rodgers back. He's really, really good. Look at the AFC. I want to buy all in on the Bills, but how do you buy all in on the Bills?
Well, there is such a significant drop-off in the NFC from the best teams to the rest of the league. It is.
That's the difference. The AFC has a lot of
– yeah.
They got a lot of teams. I mean, you know, the Raiders are still going to be battling for a spot. The Steelers definitely are not out of it. The Bengals aren't out of it. The Browns aren't. But that was a big loss for the Bengals yesterday.
Yeah.
At home to the Browns. That one could come back to haunt them in some head-to-head tiebreakers.
Well, yeah, with the Raiders at 5-3, the Chiefs at 5-4, Broncos are 5-4.
The Broncos are 5-4?
5-4. Yeah.
Whew.
I mean, still very much in it. There's 10 teams that are still in it in the AFC. 713-780, more than that. There's more than that. But the Steelers, there's every team is 5-4 or better in the AFC North. Two teams, 5-4 better in the AFC East. One team, Tennessee, and all four teams are 5-4 or better in the AFC West. I mean, it's not. I don't think there's any great teams, but there's a lot of pretty damn good teams in the AFC. It's 914 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about how did you watch your games all weekend? I know how I watched mine. It was with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the official beer. Did I play some golf this weekend? Yes. Did I have Coors Lights? Yes. Did I watch football this weekend? Yes. Did I have Coors Lights? Yes. Did I go out this weekend? Did I just hang and just drink Coors Lights? The answer is yes. It's the official beer of my life. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. If you're looking for that refreshing beer, hey, listen, it doesn't matter what you're doing. I mean, there are some things that you shouldn't do with a beer, I guess. I don't know. I haven't found them yet. But there are some things that you shouldn't do with a beer, I'm sure. But in every other situation, pick yourself up a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
918 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, we're talking about the best, but we're in a race here for worst record. And guess what? Big, big loss yesterday. I mean, I don't think we've given it enough credit. How big that loss was. Miami now moves to 2-7. You think Eagles fans aren't pissed that the Texans couldn't pull out that win? Because they're fighting. The Eagles have the Dolphins first pick. So that'd be huge if they could get up there to the first or second. Dolphins took a step back in that direction. The Jets with a couple of wins now. The Redskins, the football team, is really ridiculous. This should be a much better football team. I don't get what's going on. Their defense sucks, and it's getting dangerous now at 2-6. it's getting kind of dangerous that the football team is going to be right there fighting for that top overall pick. The Lions are obviously the team to beat. The team to win. They're the team to win. We need the Lions to actually show up, finish a game, and get out of that top spot. But then so this it begs the question. The way that Tyrod Taylor played yesterday, how many more games do you start him and just say, and just go, you know what? We can't do this. Sorry, Tyrod.
I thought two more. To me, two more makes sense. You give him a chance to
redeem himself.
Because Davis Mills can still learn being on the bench. He can still learn in the meeting rooms and stuff like that. It might do him some good not to play for three straight games just so he can see stuff and process it. And maybe if he gets a second chance to come in, he plays that he's better. Maybe he's better after being with Tyrod and sitting on the bench and watching his stuff. I'd give him this game and two more games. If he's still not playing any better, you might as well finish your 2021
and
evaluation.
Here's the unfair thing. Do you know the Dolphins defense has sucked, and Tyrod that was pitiful.
He actually was moving the ball at time early in the game. The offense was moving the ball to start the game. I'm like, oh, look at this. And they got down. What was the first turnover? Tyrod Taylor threw the interception in the end zone. It was a terrible one. And I would say the Texans, I thought, actually may have outplayed the Dolphins in the first half. It was quarter and later in the second half, but they had their opportunities. It's not like the Dolphins were doing anything offensively.
No, but here's the deal. Davis Mills had to face the Browns, the Panthers, the Bills, the Patriots,
playoff
Colts,
teams.
Cardinals, Rams, and
wow. Wow, I mean, playoff teams.
Yeah. I mean, that's a hell of a gauntlet for him to have to. And then Tyrod Taylor comes back and gets the Dolphins defense.
He played the half of the Browns, Jaguars, yeah. You mean the best defensive team in the league, the Jaguars?
Yeah. Well, not at that time they weren't.
Tyrod Taylor slaughtered them. What did Josh Allen do? Nothing. Exactly what Josh did. Got the numbers right here. 30 of 47, 264, zero touchdown, two interceptions. Tyrod Taylor whizzed all over Josh Allen when it comes to playing Jacksonville.
Well, yeah.
Which Josh Allen?
Josh
Allen became the first player to throw an interception to the same name.
To Josh Allen. And Josh Allen became the first player to sack Josh Allen.
Yeah, first time in history. Yep. I don't think it's ever going to happen again.
Well, you could have a...
Is there a Justin Fields? I'm trying to think of names. There's not going to be another Joe Burrow.
A Geno Smith.
He ain't going to be throwing it that much longer.
No, that's true. No. A Patrick Mahomes? No.
Nope. It's got to be kind of... Now, Daniel Jones. How many Daniels are going to be out there? Especially DBs intercepting Daniel Jones.
You might find Daniel. One.
You might. He'd play it like somewhere in the Big Ten, like a white guy from Michigan, maybe.
Yeah.
Does Tom Brady play long enough that a kid named Tom Brady after his first Super Bowl comes up and beats him?
That could well be. He could join the league. Well, actually, he could be in the league now. Somebody who named their kid after. But nobody in Boston is an athletic enough.
What about a Lamar Jackson? There's a cornerback named Lamar Jackson.
Oh, how about that?
I don't know if he's still in the league, but he played at Nebraska. He was in the league. There's a Lamar Jackson corner. Lamar Jackson, he'll throw some interceptions now. Yep. He could throw an interception to himself.
So up next, after the bye, thank God we get a break from Texans football next week. At the Titans. How's that going to work out for you? I think you know what? We said that Davis Mills should get the shot after the bye. Davis Mills should get the shot after the Titans because they play the Jets after that. The Jets come here on the 28th of November. Thanksgiving weekend. That should be Davis Mills is back in the lineup.
I'm fine with it. Do you know what my son told me? And I think he screwed up. I think he got fooled by a fake Adam Schefter tweet. My son's not on Twitter, so he must have seen this on Instagram or something. He said, he came and goes, Dad, Adam Schefter, I was getting ready for the party on Saturday. He said, Adam Schefter just said that Deshaun Watson has finished negotiating three of the biggest lawsuits, which I didn't know what that meant, the biggest lawsuits. and that the Texans say they're going to start him after the bye week. In sight unseen, I thought, okay, wow, that's going to be a big story. Why would the Texans do? Oh, you know what? Because maybe the Texans want to get him in the starting lineup so that he can, they force the commissioner's hands. He'll suspend him. They'll get the suspension out of the way this year, and then there will be nothing in his way when they trade him in the offseason. Then I'm looking all over the place. Nothing's like the next morning after all the tequila. I'm like, if this was real, this would have been a pretty big story. Deshaun, it didn't take much for Deshaun Watson to start trending on Twitter.
No.
And there was nothing there. So I think he got fooled by a fake Adam Schefter account. It would have been great, though, right?
Yeah.
Deshaun starting after the break. Cool. It would have been fun to watch. It would have been more fun to watch. And then maybe it would have helped, you know, prepare for a trade, you know, getting some suspension days out of the way. That would have been a nice little story if it was real.
That's not real. And, there's zero chance any of that was going to happen. Until they're all settled, it's nothing like that. Zero chance of any of that happening. 713-780-3776. We got one more segment, and then News of the Weird comes your way after that. 713-780-3776. Let's hear from Coach Cully on the other side. I want to hear Coach Cully's thoughts on yesterday's game, because it's kind of important that we hear about how they turned the ball over and sucked. We'll do that on the other side right here on the show.
One thing that I can tell you is that Underdog Fantasy, I keep winning and winning. I had gone down, and now my account is back up even higher because I keep getting in these. I had a great day the other day on Monday Night Football when I did my Underdog Fantasy. No, it was actually Thursday night. Thursday night is where I ended up making some good money. I was in the big contest. It cost me just $5 to get into. I didn't do so well in my $10 basketball contest. That wasn't a great one. But they've got basketball, hockey. They've got pro football. They've got individual games. They've got weekend daily fantasy for football. Here's another great one. College football is available on your overs and unders for player stats. So they may have rushing yards for a player, passing yards, total touchdowns. For hockey, they could have shots on goal, saves. For basketball, they can have rebounds, points, rebounds, assists for players. If you pick the over and unders on anywhere from 2 to 5 players total, it's a parlay. You're going to win multiplier amounts of money. It's real skill. It's real money. It's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code radio. Get a $25 add-on bonus on your first deposit. That's underdogfantasy.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, the Texans lost 17-9 in a game that was just brutal, brutal to watch. Who was it? Was it Gumbel and Schlereth? Who was on the call? Who was the play-by-play?
Which one?
Texans. Schlereth was the... Wasn't he the... I think he was the color guy.
Yes, I watched so many of the games. Texans don't get their own screen anymore for me. There's no reason. I go 8 screens.
Yeah.
Not 8 screens, but channel 702 on DirecTV. So I have 8 games going, and I can see them all, but they're not getting the volume. For what? Why do I need volume on a Texans game?
No.
I'll just listen to your sound bites of David Culley.
Well, it was so hard to watch. 9 turnovers in the game. It was just brutal. And the one pick, let's go to 20. Tyrod Taylor throwing that pick. It was so unbelievable. He's running out of bounds, and his arm got hit, and he threw it. Now, a defensive player can step out of bounds and then come back in. And that was one of the worst interceptions that you'll ever, ever, ever see. So that was so unbelievable that he threw that pick, and that was right before the half. And then they scored. It led to a touchdown. And Tyrod talked about that play and how utterly, and you don't have that bite. And no, it's not 20. It's not 20. Anyway, let's talk about Tyrod Taylor talking about number 30. He's got to clean up. And it's kind of unusual for Tyrod. It had been unusual. He was just brutal yesterday. He says he's got to clean it up.
Yeah, just bad decisions on my end. Definitely something that I have to be better at to give us opportunity to win games, especially on the road. Turnovers are critical. Like you said, it's uncharacteristic of me, but it happened today, and it's something that I have to clean up, and I'll do that moving forward.
All right, so now that one interception, though, was so pissed. It was so unbelievably – it's one of the worst interceptions that you'll ever see. Going out of bounds, that's all he had to do was throw it. And he threw it inbounds to a guy that's standing right there. Here he is talking about it.
Yeah, trying to throw it away. Careless on my part. Just got to make it clear and get it out of bounds versus leaving it in for the defender to grab it.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, Coach Culley talked about the – and it was unusual for Tyrod Taylor to be throwing picks to be so careless with the football. Coach Culley talked about it as well.
Well, I mean, that's you're right. That's unusual for him. His history has always been to protect the football. He didn't do that today. We'll have to look at the video to see why those things happened, but that hasn't been his MO, but it was today.
So Coach Culley was also asked about what is good? What does he feel confident in? Is there anything that Coach Culley can glean from this 1-8 start that he feels good about?
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, I got a great locker room, and we understand the process, and we're going through that process right now. And obviously, we're not where we want to be, but we know we're going to get there, and we're going to stay the process.
You know what? On a serious note, I think people look at that and, well, what are they going to do? I mean, this is what. You know what? I think they do. The building is not freaking out. They're not on eggshells in there anymore because Bill O'Brien's gone. I don't know if they're not good enough. They're clearly not good enough as a team. David Culley's not a good enough coach. He's just, you know, he's overmatched. You knew it going in, but I don't think David Culley's a problem in terms of, I do think that they've got some things going in the direction that they wanted to. Well, I think that.
Name them.
I don't think it's on field related because these are all rental players. None of it matters.
So why then? Why is he doing this?
This is the way we practice. This is
no, but
the
if
demeanor
you're
the building
why
has.
Why do you have a bunch of journeyman, mediocre veterans?
You have to because it was a COVID year, and this was all the numbers came down on the like all the money dried up because the salary cap came down, and so you had a bunch of guys who you could come in here try to be more competitive on defense, and at times you have been competitive. Defensively, some on offense at times. I think what you did was you just wanted to fill out a team, get rid of the guys you don't like. Roby, gone. Aminahue, gone. Guys who weren't on board, they're gone. And I think that's good. It needs to happen. Nick Caserio needs to do this. David Culley was hired because he's a go-along-to-get-along guy, right? He's not gonna rock the boat. He's the anti-Bill O'Brien. He's a friendly guy. Players like him. Fans are okay with him as a person. No one dislikes him. As a person, but let's just be real. He offers no pushback. He is a future sacrificial lamb. When you jokingly called him Bo Culley based on Bo Porter, it's not that inaccurate.
No.
Culley could be gone after this year. At the latest, it'll be 2 years, and they'll go in a different direction so that they can hit reset with a new coach, a new quarterback, and their new team. That's what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. But it's okay to have David Culley there through the bumpy times because he's not freaking out. He's got a good personality. This is a dead year anyway. This year is meaningless.
No, but here's the thing is you made it even more meaningless. Okay, so if you're going to be terrible, if you're going to be 1-8, if you're going to get blown out, do it with young players. Do it with undrafted free agents or guys that are cut from other teams that are young. Why are you bringing in a Grugier Hill? Why are you bringing in a Kirksey? Why are you bringing in a KPL? Why are you bringing
in... still pretty young,
why
actually.
Are you bringing in an Andre Roberts? Why are you bringing in why is David Johnson still here? Why are you bringing in a Mark Ingram?
Well, David Johnson,
why are you bringing in a Marcus Cannon?
But Bruiser here, yeah, well, those guys, some of those guys, well, you still wanted to field a team and be competitive. I mean, Marcus
Where
Cannon.
Where are you competitive? You're not competitive.
Marcus Cannon, you wanted him to be. Yeah, but that's your plan. Andre Roberts is a veteran. He's a returner. He can play wide receiver. At no point.
Well, see if a young guy can do it.
But like who? Nico Collins?
No. There are all kinds of teams let guys go. Young players go or practice squad
they've
guys
been,
on other teams.
They've been adding them, but you still need to give your guys a chance to be more competitive with better. What? If a guy's a better player, you're talking about guys who are getting
cut. Do you
look
like this is a competitive
team? But, John, they didn't have draft picks. They've given away draft picks. They haven't been able to build a team of young guys.
So Isaiah Coulter got cut. With a bunch of guys that are...
That's what they're doing.
No. A bunch of young guys that you could see if they can play.
John, none of those guys were even with the Astros anymore. None of those guys were core guys. This is the same Astro model. This is Brett Barnes. These are just dudes that are doing their time until they move on until you get real players. It's not that big a deal. These are just rental players, same way the Astros had rental players. What was his name? Slow pitch curveball pitcher,
Feldman.
Yeah, Scott Feldman. That's, frankly, Tyrod Taylor, Scott Feldman. That's what he is. This is a dead year. Just let him
get through. No, that's incorrect, because they gave Scott Feldman at the end. They didn't give him a $30 million deal right when they started their rebuild. They had a bunch of young, really crappy guys that you never heard of, and you were like, well, who are these guys? And that's what the Texans should be, too.
All right, what do you think about this? Cully was hired for one reason. One reason only.
No.
He's a black man. And he was the safe. Now, remember when he was hired, you know, get a feel back for, okay, let's go all the way back to whatever it was, February, March, I can't even remember when the time frame was. And the heat that they didn't have Saleh. They hadn't interviewed Saleh. They hadn't interviewed Eric Bieniemy. He said, and he was the safest black coach they could find because, as you said, he's going to be fired in a year or two. I won't go so far as to say that his race didn't play maybe a part in helping him. I think his personality maybe had a bigger part in it because he is a friendly,
nice guy.
Easy guy who is not going to cost. And by the way, you didn't mention money one time, Texter. I'm not going to say his name, but he's also very inexpensive, and you're still paying Bill O'Brien, and you're still paying Brian Gain. So getting a cheap coach in, if you're going to have a sacrificial lamb anyway, let's get a guy who's good in the building, and who's not going to cost us a whole lot of money. In fact, he's black during a time where the Texans have had issues with their organization, the public perception, at least, you know. Boom. There you have it. Sacrificial lamb, inexpensive, black coach. Maybe you could look at all three. Were any of those a factor? Yes. Were all of them a factor? Maybe. I'll bet you two of the three were at least. You can pick which two you think, but I'll bet you two of those three were factors in him being hired. He wasn't even on. He never even interviewed with anyone else for head coach.
No one ever thought of him as a head coach.
Never.
They did find the lightest black guy they could find, though.
This guy did say that anymore.
Dell's not your producer.
The guy who's texting me is black. He said, and he's not a black man. He's non-threatening, milk toast, ready to be fired the day he was hired coach. So that was kind of his. You kind of made his point a little bit too.
Dell, the team light-skinned it. Listen, I just think they're. If they don't have a bunch of young guys, now they got draft picks next year. No. I want
to
hear.
Now it's different. Yeah, next year to me, this year you're just getting rid of all the
mold that was in the walls after the flood. You rip it down to the studs. Exactly. You find out which is actually what actual parts of the framing are going to hold up.
Exactly. Get rid of that mold.
Two. Yeah.
Get rid of the mold. But here's the deal. Next year you've added draft picks. There is no excuse next year. Core players. You're right. Young, hungry players from other teams. I don't want a bunch of cast-off, undrafted free agents, but...
I'll take guys that make a practice squad on another team that you kind of liked, or whatever. That you see if they can play. See, whatever.
But sometimes you find guys like Cordarrelle Patterson, too, who can play. Like, it's okay to go out in free agency and find guys who maybe you think, like a David Njoku, for example. You know, he's coming on this year. There's going to be...
I'll tell you, they didn't get rid of him. I mean...
No. But I'm just saying, there's players who, before this year, he looked like he was going to be a bust. There are going to be players who you might identify are talented on another team. That's to your point. You don't have to be undrafted. Go get free agents who you think, you know what? They didn't get the most out of that player. We had this guy scouted. better than how he played at that scheme, and we think that's going to be the case. There is no excuses next year. Next year, you need to see definitive progress from the Texans.
Absolutely.
You have to see progress. There's no excuses. You may not win a bunch of games, but you better look a lot more competitive, and you better look a lot more exciting. Same thing's going to be said for the Rockets. Last year was a dead year, but, you know, frankly, this year, they need to look a little better. And by next year, after they get another early draft pick, the Rockets are also a team that needs to show something.
Well, but they're playing young guys. They're doing it.
Yeah.
At the very, they suck, but they're doing it. But see if these guys can play, get them some experience, see who sticks, see who doesn't. I mean, except Eric Gordon, you know, but you got to pay him. What are you going to do? They told John Wall, here, we'll just give you $40 million. Don't come. We don't want you.
This city is unbelievable. Our sports franchise. You don't have to play at all.
That's it.
Deshaun, you can't do anything about Verlander just because, but he got paid 2 years in a row. But I mean, it's unbelievable how much money they're paying out to non-playing
unbelievable.
Guys.
All right, when we come back, why are astronauts wearing diapers? We'll tell you on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, Lance.
Texas Custom Patios. Steven Schell and his company. I was taking a look at their new logo. Really cool logo. I like the – well, I give them my opinion on which one of the four they should use. They'll have a new logo, but it's going to be the same great company, a company who really gives you a chance to have an outdoor lifestyle. And when I say outdoor lifestyle, outdoor kitchen, outdoor living space – you want to get multiple TVs put in. You want to get a fireplace. You want to get a fire pit. You want to have a cooktop, a grill. It doesn't matter. They can do anything that you can think of, and really they're going to do things that you hadn't thought of. If you want a chance to upgrade your lifestyle and truly live your life, work to live, not live to work, but enjoy your home, Texas Custom Patios is 100% the company for you. Look at tcplance.com. That's a before and after what he did for MySpace, and they're doing way bigger and way better projects than that. So make sure you go to texascustompatios.com, see the before and afters, and let them change your life and give you an outdoor space that you are going to absolutely love. texascustompatios.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Apparently, this is a bad place for this to happen. Apparently, on SpaceX capsule, the toilet broke. There's some places you just cannot.
Ooh, non-gravity and toilet is a bad mix.
So apparently the astronauts will be wearing diapers and returning home in diapers. That's gross. But which is grosser? You got a load in your pants, or you got all kinds of stuff floating around?
You've got a load in your pants.
Yeah. What happened? Alex Bregman had surgery? That's news of the week.
Per Brian McTaggart's tweet 15 seconds ago, Alex Bregman had wrist surgery this morning.
Hmm.
He posted on his Instagram just a little bit ago a picture of him holding up his thumb saying everything went well.
Well, maybe that has a little... He talked about his weak top hand, but maybe that has to do with...
It's hard to have swagger
when you know you're not going to be able to hit.
If you were in that kind of whatever.
Power numbers have been down. Yeah.
That's good news.
I'm counting that as good news.
That is good news. That's new good news of the weird. It was weird because none of us knew about it. I think loading your pants is better than feces floating around your spaceship.
I'm going to take C. None of the above.
Well, if it breaks, what are you going to do? Nintendo says it's launching its new console, Lance. And it will be launched within the next 79 years. Are you waiting breathlessly for the new console, which could come out in the next 79 years?
I will be breathless by that time.
You will be.
Gilbert's already told me.
Oh, no. If it was in the 7 years, you might be breathless.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Apparently, you know who Camilla Parker Bowles is?
Yeah.
Yeah. She and the Prince have gotten along for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Apparently, President Joe Biden let out a long fart while speaking with the Duchess of Cornwall at the COP26 summit, and apparently she can't stop talking about it. And there's a picture of her actually wearing a mask, putting a mask over her face. It was long and loud and impossible to ignore.
And she puts a mask over her face just like the rest of us would?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Do you think...
Who was the one that made a poot? Was it you, Charles? Did you make a stink in your loons? In your pantaloons?
No.
That's disgraceful.
That stinky was made by the President Biden.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, who was that?
Was that you?
President.
It wasn't me. It was the American, of course.
Apparently,
the American crapped his pants again. He's going to go up in space and be in SpaceX, I suppose.
He should wear diapers.
He should be the one wearing diapers.
Two death row inmates in Japan taking legal action against same-day executions. Are you for or against same-day executions?
Same day?
Yeah, they're on death row. So
same day meaning convicted and gone?
Yes.
That seems like
a lot. No. The prisoners on death row are notified only hours before they are to be executed.
Oh, you don't even have a chance to get your house in order.
You're on death row anyway. You should know. You should get. I think if you are sentenced to death row, it's time. I don't think that it matters when I'm going to be executed. I think it's time.
Yeah.
As soon as you're sentenced to death.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
There's plenty of time, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
I feel like if you get sentenced, you should have a little bit of time to kind of think some things through and, you know, just ruminate.
Well, yeah, I think I would like, I don't know. I'd rather know, okay, I only got an hour left. Cool. That's it. I don't have to think about this, you know, 1 day, 6 days, 5 days, 4 days. No, I think I'd rather have an hour to go. A woman had to make 9 porta potty stops while running a marathon, and she still achieved her own personal record. Do you think that you should run a marathon if you have the trots?
Absolutely not. That's just such a terrible phrase, the trots.
Yeah. Well, the runs. She's running a marathon. She's
Man, you are just...
Oh, no.
You can't clinch for 26 miles.
Apparently, she had a pre-race meal of Mexican food.
Well, that's on her. Then.
That is. I mean, you made a poor decision.
Gary Kubiak getting up to the microphone. We had a lot of problems with our running game today. And there was a lot of runs that just went right through the heart of our defense, and that's on me, John. I got to do better. We got to do better than having Mexican food before a. And that's my fault, and that's on me. I got to do a better job of calling better, you know, making better decisions. We got to make better decisions as a staff than Mexican food.
Just not the smartest way to go about that. All right, Charlie Polillo is here. Is Charlie here? It seems like such.
I haven't seen him, but he better.
You haven't seen him?
It's you know, we're gonna find out.
I mean, he goes live in 5, so.
Yeah, or Patrick Creighton. It just seems like a day when, you know, you played the Dolphins, you had the Rockets losing again. It just seems like a day, Charlie, go, let's let Patrick do my show today. I mean, there's really nothing good to talk about. Honestly, there is literally nothing good to talk about. But Charlie will try anyway when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime... Get those cars for the kids.
Carsforkids.org. You have a chance to have your vehicle, whether it's running or not running. Maybe you have a vehicle that's running, and that's great. Cars for Kids says, that's awesome. We would love to have your vehicle running, your pickup truck, your car, your SUV, whatever it is. But guess what? If your vehicle isn't running, they want that also. Even if it's not running, and you may be thinking, wait, you want this piece of junk that's not even running, that's just sitting there on my property? You're going to have to haul away? And they say, yes, that's exactly what we want. This is your big chance to get someone to haul your vehicle away. You don't have to pay a penny to have it done. It's going to give you. They're going to give you a $25 or $50 Visa gift card when you mention you heard about it on ESPN 97.5. And they will also give you the tax write-off, the tax information, so you can write that off, write off the car, not the kid. The Houston Can Academy is working with carsforkids.org right here in Houston to make all of this a reality. So make sure you go to the website, carsforkids.org.
ESPN 97.5.